Many frontline leaders avoid applying progressive discipline even when the situation warrants it. I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Frontline Leadership Systems and Unique Training and Development. And in this episode, I want to show you how embracing progressive discipline can be one of the tools that you'll need to use as a frontline leader. Recognize that progressive discipline is a necessary tool as part of addressing unacceptable behaviors and performance on your team. Many leaders avoid discipline because they see it as a negative, confrontational experience. Taking a softer approach, though, causes the workgroup to lose respect for you as the leader. It can also cause the workgroup to interpret your leniency as a lowering of expectations. Now I, like you, hope that most of your feedback will be positive as you reinforce the behavior and performance that you want, but some team members will need to receive disciplinary action to show them that there's consequences to persistently failing to meet your expectations. Remember that the reason we're using progressive discipline is to apply more negative consequences for continued violations of policies up to and including termination of employment. Usually the severity of the consequence will be linked to either the severity of the behavior or the ongoing frequency of the behavior. For example, someone being late once won't usually result in their termination, whereas someone who is repetitively late will receive warnings and eventually lose their job. Now, the goal of discipline is to change behavior, not punish the employee. So your approach as the leader should be direct, but conversational. You want to convey the seriousness of the situation along with your positive expectation that the employee can correct the behavior and meet your expectations. Ultimately, an employee who persistently can't meet the expectations of their job will need to find a job that they're better suited to. Your job as the leader is to give them every opportunity to learn from their mistakes and meet your expectations. If progressive discipline isn't a frequent task of yours, I'd recommend that you consult with your human resources team to ensure that you're following the steps correctly. Documentation is crucial in order to demonstrate that you've advised the employee of the concern, clarified your expectations, and described the future consequences, and then you've offered support for them to change. As a leader, becoming more confident in administering progressive discipline will make you more effective. If you're lucky, you won't have to use it often, but you will use it when it's needed. To build some of your other leadership skills, I recommend that you check out our website at uniquedevelopment.com, or you could subscribe to our weekly Leader Feeder podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher by searching for Leader Feeder Podcast. On YouTube, our YouTube channel is called Frontline Leadership, and on social media, you can connect with me on LinkedIn by searching for Greg Schenkel. You can connect with us on Twitter at Frontline Lead. And on Facebook, you can search us out at Frontline Leader. I look forward to helping you on your leadership journey.